Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. You know what time it is, honey. It is Whiskey Wednesday, my darlings, and I don't get a day started without throwing down the whiskey. And you know my favorite, my Tanqueray and my Red Bull. You know, me and Fred Fabric, we in the same company. You know what I'm saying? Fred Fabric always had some Ripple. So listen, around here, I got some Ripple. Listen, I mix it up with a little prune juice, and honey, I be straight. You know what I'm saying? I have my buzz on, and everything is open and clear. You know what I'm talking about up in here? Ain't no BS all up in here. You hear me what I'm saying? Listen, it is March the 1st. Well, hello, March. March the 1st, 2023, it is 3 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhagwati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Juggalaga, Juggalaga, boo boo, yeah. You know what? I really think that Steve don't believe he's a black man. You know what I mean? Listen, he is working so hard. He's working like Hebrew slaves. You know what I'm saying? He's the hardest working retirement I ever did see. I really believe he thinks he's black or something. You know, he likes to socialize in circles. All circles, really. But listen, he's about the hippest white man I ever did see. But it's okay. Listen, me and Steve is cool like that. So it ain't no problem. All he got to do is give me my paycheck. Now listen, I got some really, really hot sponsored music on today. Independent artist, EDQ. Yes. Now listen, his last name is D-Line. Listen, he is boss. He got some super band music. He is really talented, and you are going to love what he has. Independent artist, Kenu Gibson. Let me spell that for y'all. It's E-K-E-N-E. Mm-hmm. Kenu. Y'all told her to call him Kenu. Like, you know, Kenu. What's his name on Fred on the, what is that? Fred and Barney, they have the little gift box, the little guy that will walk around, the little green guy, and he would give you all these wishes, these fan wishes. And Fred would always say, kazoo, 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 when they were in trouble. But listen, independent artist, Kenu, he got some bad stuff just like Kenu from, what's his name, Fred and Barney Crumple. Listen, let me get on down with it. I got some bad news from this artist. And he is really talented. He really is. Y'all know my mic. You know, I'm always stirred up on 101,000. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to get into this while you're on Facebook. Use keyword Spirit Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do it for me. Come on, work for you. Yes, 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 my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. And once again, independent artist, his name is E. Kenny. I'm hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Let me spell it for y'all. E-K-E-N-E. I felt just like Steve Harvey when Steve Harvey does his introductions on the family on families on Family Feud, and when he has a really long, hard name, he looks at the board and he stares at it real strange, and he does the best not to chop it up. So it just be like that sometimes. Let me tell you a little bit about this independent artist. He loves to make colorful music designed to paint a picture in your mind. I thought that was really fascinating. And that's what music should do. It should paint a picture in in your mind, and his music does that. First up is going to be Golden Twilight. Golden Twilight, you're going to love it. I enjoy everything that he puts out. I listened to it. I was like, oh, my goodness. This is really, really the boss off all up in here. Once again, it's Golden Twilight. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This is a live show. It's not pre-recorded, so everything you hear right now is live, honey. I'm live in the fresh. I'm not one of them little chat boxes, you know, where you sitting there chatting with somebody. You think you're talking to a person, and it's just some kind of little bot. I hate them things. I could just really throw them out the window. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes they have nerve to call you at home. You know what I mean? So listen, this is Golden Twilight. Take a listen to Golden Twilight. That is Gifted. That is Golden Twilight. Golden Twilight. Up next is Gifted Hope. You know, this artist is really talented, very gifted and talented. Up next is Gifted Hope. I'm going to get right on into it. Gifted Hope. Thank you. All right, that is Gifted Hope, Gifted Hope by independent artist Canoe. His last name is Deli. That is spelled N-T-I-L-I. He is a gifted artist. He really is. His music is phenomenal and amazing. And I really like what he says. He likes to make colorful music designed to paint a picture in your mind. And, you know, good music, great music, that is what it does. And when you are a creative and talented person, when you hear music, and the reason I'm saying this is because this is what it does for me. When I hear music, it's very easy. It's very infusing. It is infusing because it is a muse. When you listen to really great music that inspires you, for me, it is a muse. I was listening to a song the other day, and I was like, whoa, this person is my muse. And his name is Holden, independent artist Holden. Every time I hear his music, it just does something for me. He's really like my little muse. So I'm going to have to keep all of his music in my library because his music really does, it does inspire me and it does motivate me to create. But listen, when you listen to music like what this artist does, it opens a doorway for you to create something like a film. And I cannot help this, just who I am. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I am unapologetic about that. When you listen to music, for me, it creates a film. It creates music. It creates maybe commercial. It creates plays because I love to write because it's easy for me. It's easy to write. It's easy to create a movie. It is just easy to do those things. It's easy to direct. When you're born to do something, it's just easy. It's not supposed to be hard. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to say this because I'm pretty much out of time. Let me say this. You know what your gift and your calling is. And when I say that, it's because when you are born in this life, when you come on this planet, when you arrive with a particular gift, you arrive with a particular talent, and it's easy for you to do that. If you're doing something that is a struggle, that's not your gift, my darlings. That is not your gift, and that's not your talent. It's not going to be hard. It's not going to be a struggle. It's going to come easy for you because that's your gift and that's your talent and that's your purpose. And you do it on purpose every single time because it is easy for you to do it. Listen, you just light up when you do whatever it is. Some people have a multiple talent. Some people have more than one talent. Some people have more than one gift. And listen, when you become really a great steward over the talent that God has given you, sometimes you'll discover that you have another talent, right? And that is just the way it goes. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Sugar Mama has got to go. But guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit late on today. It's been a stone cold saucy blast. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.